Combination of things. The first kickoff, you know, wasn't Robbie's best kick. We didn't do a good job beating enough blocks or playing with leverage. The second one was a better kick, and we didn't squeeze quite as far as what we needed to. Some of those things have come up in the preseason, have been addressed. Some of those things were new. There's a couple new guys out there who got a different look than, you know, maybe what they had seen before. So it's something that we've coached, and hopefully we react better next time.
How does losing Cornelius Washington affect you?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the same deal as when you guys asked me about Sonoris. Cornelius, good player. Kind of rare traits for a defensive lineman. He's a matchup issue for a lot of people. He weighs about 290, 295 right now. And go back and look at the tape. He's the first guy down on kickoff. There's not a lot of, you know, safeties trying to get in front of that. So, you know, that's going to happen from all season long through roster attrition. We got to make adjustments. But he's a good player, that's for sure.
Jeff, on the flip side, Acho is back out here. What can you do to utilize him at his best on the team?
Yeah, he's kind of a bigger body guy, similar to Cornelius in that, you know, just size-wise, he'll fill some of those same roles. We talk about bigger body guys and lighter guys, you know, your corners, your wideouts, some of your running backs. But Sam will fit into some of those roles, and he's an experienced guy who's, you know, been battle-tested through the league, and we're happy with what he did in the preseason, looking forward to getting him back.
A guy like Barrow, who didn't practice with you throughout the preseason but gets thrown in there, how did he end up doing?
Yeah, I thought Lamine played pretty decent. You know, we coached Lamine last year, so even though it was the first time he was playing in Chicago, it wasn't his first time coaching with the schemes and techniques that we're asking him to do. I thought he was a good addition. Hopefully continues to play well.
With regard to attrition, how important is it to have some semblance of continuity on special teams? And is it a constant battle with the bottom of the roster always changing?
Yeah, I mean, it is a constant battle. It's something that we as coaches, special teams coaches, you know that's going to happen. You've got to be flexible enough with your system to try and minimize the things that will show up with newer people. You try not to ask the new guy that week to do 700 different things, but it's something you got to be mindful of early in the season, mid-season, late in the season, as we put together game plans and try and get those matchups that we're trying to get.
From a coaching standpoint, what was the most promising thing you saw from special teams that you feel like, hey, here's something I can build on or work with?
Yeah, I thought there was a couple different building blocks. I mean, Robbie obviously had a good game kicking field goals. He goes 3 for 3, and you know, Pat had one punt, and it's a 56-yard ball that, you know, with no return. I thought punt return-wise, you know, we go for it on fourth down there. Our defense stops them. We're able to take the ball from the, you know, minus 48 to the plus 40, keep that field position. So there's definitely some things that we felt were positives coming out of the game, but we've got to get more of those things and eliminate the things that we didn't like.
Jeff, because the team doesn't keep a lot of defensive linemen, is there – in the Cornelius situation, is there concern with using those guys on kick coverage?
Using which guys?
The defensive linemen, because there's so few of them.
Yeah, Cornelius is a little bit unique in that regard. You know, the guys that we have, the true defensive linemen, the guys who are going to be in that 290-plus range, that's rare around the league that guy's going to fill a heavy role in the kicking game. Would Cornelius kind of, and guys like him, afford you is roster flexibility in some other spots. He can take up some of those linebacker roles. Speed-wise, he can play some of those perimeter roles. It was kind of, I don't want to say it, he's unique in that regard. I don't know that too many of those guys are walking around the planet, though.
What did you see from Arizona that presents a particular challenge for special teams?
Yeah, well, team speed's the first thing that stands out. You know, I think their returner, their punt returner, is the fastest guy at the combine. They have an overall, you know, run and hit type philosophy, physical team. Their specialists have been good. Mike Leach is a snapper, has been there for, you know, been in the league 16 years. And overall, you know, it's year, whatever, 3 or 4 of their program since the head coach, special teams, all those guys have kind of been together. So they're a little further along than some teams who may be starting fresh this year.
What's a run and hit philosophy? Is it different from what other teams?
No. When you place a premium on team speed, and you have kind of a physical attitude, that's what I describe as a run and hit team. That division collectively have all kind of been that team, in, you know, over the course of the last couple seasons. So when I talk about run and hit, I'm talking about fast guys who like contact.
Jeff, what's the challenge last week, Ty Montgomery, and this week another rookie in David Johnson? What's the challenge with those guys being new, and what do you think Johnson brought to Arizona's kickoff return?
There's a lack of tape at the NFL level in terms of a scouting report. Now, we've got college tape on those guys, and we evaluate them as coaching, as coaches. Sometimes it's challenging to show some NFL guys tape from certain colleges, and but you see the skill set, and there's a week's worth of tape, which is good to see. I would say that Johnson's certainly fast. You know, he's got good vision. He's got good size. You know, had an explosive return last week, and hopefully we can wrap him up.